Papa John's loves high school football and is proud to partner with Preps KC on the Papa John's Players of the Week program. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John.
Deion Clisso of Preps KC talking with Green Valley coach David Alley. And coach, fantastic year last year. You go 8-4. You win the first MRVC title in school history since you've been there the last few years. And you got a lot of good players back on that. Missing some key players off that team, but a lot of good experience back. What really excites you about this football team this year?
Well, you know, the kids we do have returning on both sides. We have 8 starters coming back. You know, so you always like that situation, that experience, that leadership, and the people who have been there and done that. So, you know, we're pretty excited about those guys. But as you mentioned, those 3 on each side that are going to be gone are going to be pretty hard to replace. And right now, we're going to replace them with some young guys. You know, a couple places we can fit in some kids who had some varsity experience, but a few of those other positions are going to be new guys to the Friday nights. And we've got a lot of experience over the summer, done a lot of camp work, traveled out of town, went to Pittsburgh State, had a couple scrimmages. And so we've been able to get them as much experience as we can through the summer. But, you know, nothing gives them experience like the Friday night experience that they're going to get. And we look for them to be good enough to start the season and continue to grow throughout.
What's been the group that's really taken the biggest step forward this summer?
Well, you know, I don't know. That's still kind of up in the air. I would say our defensive line has done a really good job for us. We lose Cody Richardson, who was a starter for us, a great player going to play Missouri Western. Did a tremendous job up front. We have a returner, Tristan Pfeiffer, that did a great job there too. That group as a whole has really, I think, taken off, and we have the most depth at that position. So much so that, you know, we're maybe experimenting with Pfeiffer some other places. You know, may have to play some offensive line for us, may end up playing some linebacker. You know, we may even throw him in at defensive back, tight end. I don't know where we can play him, but he's a player that we'll get him on the field as much as we can. So defensive line, I would say, and our quarterback play has been tremendous. Tate Collins was a really good starter for us last year as a junior. You know, did a tremendous job leading the team, and this year has really improved some of the things that he was a little raw at last year. He's really impressed me this summer as well.
What's been the biggest challenge?
Well, the guys that we're replacing, the first biggest challenge is this: the senior class that just graduated were such good leaders. We're such so good at keeping our team together, doing team activities with each other, and just kind of, you know, doing everything we expect our leaders to do. That has been not that the kids now aren't leading like that, but you know, that's hard to replace, you know, that's hard to replicate. And so, our guys have done a good job of stepping up and getting into those positions, but that's going to be a something we, you know, talked about as something that, you know, is hard to replace. And up front, I mentioned the defensive line doing a pretty good job. Offensive line, that's where we took our hit through graduation. We had 3 really good, and for our size of school, really big offensive linemen, you know, 260, 280 kids. And so we replaced them with some young kids and some kids that aren't quite as big. So, you know, we'll probably have to rely more on speed and quickness and smarts as opposed to just overall brawn that was kind of nice in a situation we haven't been used to, you know, the last few years up front on the offensive side. So, but those kids are working hard. And like I said, in the experience this summer, they're going to continue to grow and grow. And the good thing about being young in places is that those kids are going to be around for a while. So, you know, I know that their future is huge, and you know, we're wanting their future to be huge this season. So, it's, you know, got a lot of, high expectations, a lot of, we're looking pretty positive towards it, but then we're also, you know, areas of concern.
Third year in, really feel like, you know, this is your squad, your team, and then they're really getting it going.
Well, yeah, this, this actually coming into year 4 there.
Yeah, that's right. First. It goes by fast, doesn't it?
It does. It flies. Yeah. Just look at my beard. You can see all the gray hairs that flies by. you know, this is my, well, you know, first freshman class that was there when I got there. And so I feel a little closer to these guys, you know, I don't know, just because, you know, they were the first ones there in the program. They've gone through it for 4 years. And so, you know, that might add something to the anxiety as far as, you know, what I expect out of them. And they know what to expect out of me and the other coaches. And they've done a good job of rising up to that and trying to keep those expectations. So, you know, just for that group, it's going to be hopefully a special year.
Well, Coach, appreciate your time and looking forward to talking with you again, and good luck.
Well, thanks. Appreciate it. And thanks for all you do for the KC area.